Sylvia and me.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Beckerman. Join me today as I talk to an extraordinary woman who is changing the world by making a difference in her life and the lives of those around her.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon to me, and it's good morning to you. My name's Hazel, and I'd like to introduce myself. I'm a Scot living just outside London, and it's my pleasure to meet you today, Sylvia, on your podcast. Hello, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you, Hazel. Hazel Jacobs, Busy Bee Blogger. And I came across you and your website and your blogging and learned all about you when I read about you in the New York Times. I mean, the New York Times, just this past Saturday. Not everyone can get into the New York Times, so.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And I don't know how I got there. I don't know. I just sail away on my magic carpet and I land up in New York. I think last week it was the San Diego Tribune.
Hazel, you're on a worldwide tour and you haven't even left your home.
No, that's it. That's it. It's great during COVID restrictions. Takes no effort, just a little imagination and we're off.
Well, you definitely have imagination because your writing is wonderful. But let's go back, let's go back to how this started. Can you tell us what took place? I know that back in March when lockdown started and because you have some, maybe you needed to quarantine. You were living—
Well, it all started on March the 2nd. I had a mini stroke, a little TIA, transient ischemic attack. And I lost the power of speech. Out came all this jumbled rubbish. My girls who lived 2 hours away, they were very worried and they came up and I went into A&E, accident emergency. And that was when they discovered I'd had this TIA. So then I had to really clean up my act, you know, stop eating cheese and cream with everything. Love cream, love dairy. And went on statins and blood thinners and all this awful stuff. And I looked at my life and I thought, yes, what am I going to do? Came out of that hospital that day and I saw for the first time a booth where they were testing for COVID. So that was, again, part of the wake-up call. So that was March the 2nd, 3rd. A week later, I was thinking to myself in the middle of the night, and I thought, now, what shall I do? And I thought about my scarves, and I thought, well, I'll write a blog about my scarves. My young granddaughter, age 21, is an art student, and she set up the website for me, because I'm not good on that bit. I can write, but I don't know about the techie side of things. And so that was how it was launched. So it went out. The first one went out on March the 26th, which was my wedding anniversary.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm a widow and I lost my husband in 2004. So the first blog was dedicated to him. So that's how it started, Sylvia. And then I wrote a blog every day for 100 days. Every day, another scarf. I've got a pretty one on today, a different scarf. And then after 100 days, the coronavirus was a little bit lessened in our country. And you know, I thought, well, there wasn't the need for a daily blog. So I reduced it to one a week. So that's where we're at now.
Okay.
So ask me any more questions.
Yes. I want to go back. Scarves. You have over 100 scarves, a variety of scarves, anything from designer scarves, Hermes scarves you picked up in charity shops. Why scarves? What is your, that's what you collect. When did that start?
Well, I better admit to something. I collect lots of things. It could have been earrings, it could have been necklaces, but no, the scarves, I suppose in the 60s, it was fashionable to wear a scarf. And my husband was working in France, I was in England. And I think I was at home with the kids. And I think kind of as a sweetener, he would buy me a silk scarf in Paris. That's when the Hermes ones came. As a sort of sweetener to me for being home with the children. And he was, you know, in Gay Paris. So that's when these nice designer ones came about. Then these were squares. Then in the 70s, the 80s, we then got the long scarves. So the fashion changed. Then it wasn't quite so fashionable to wear scarves. Then I started collecting. I collected my big variety in charity shops. So if I went out on an outing, a coach outing, say, I would escape from the coach and I'd go and find a charity shop. And it would be my goal for the day to find a silk scarf with hand-rolled edges of very fine quality, new, practically new. And this would be my little treasure hunt. So laterally, that's where I've got a lot of the collection. So does that answer your question?
That answers my question. And you and your husband, you did a lot of traveling.
Correct, yes, yes. In the 70s, we had a very big downturn financially in Britain. And we had to go and seek our fortunes anew. So we went off to Hong Kong. And that was a very exciting, different change for me. But sad in some ways, because I had to leave elderly parents behind. So for every sort of excitement, there's always a bit of a downside to it as well. Okay. And then I left Hong Kong, and then I went to beautiful San Francisco. And there I had this lovely golden Californian lifestyle. And then I came back to England and I cried again because I didn't want to leave California.
So one of the things that you have done, as you said, you know, as you just talked about now, you've had ups and downs in your life, as many, you know, people have. But one of the things that you go by is keep calm and carry on. It's like the English way. So your first blog, what made you decide to, I mean, you love the scarves, but you then decided to put up a blog. Your granddaughter, Ella, helped you. She actually established it. And then you wrote your first blog. What were you thinking when you wrote that?
In America, it's very normal for you to have your flag outside your house. In Britain, it is not. That first blog, I decided to stick a Union Jack in a flower pot on my front doorstep. That is very, very uncommon. So I put the Union Jack up, red, white, and blue. And I thought, now, which scarf will I show? So I showed the one from the Guggenheim Museum because it was red and white. And it was going out on what would have been my wedding anniversary. And I remembered when I got married, and my going away outfit was a red and white scarf, a little pillbox hat with a wee veil in front. And so that was how that choice came about. It was almost a color choice.
And one of the things I know that you focused on is positivity, humorous stories, putting in, from what each one of those scarves has a history, and you tell a story. You actually tell a story. You don't just talk about, oh, this is a red, white, and blue scarf, and this is what I did. You actually put in inspiration. They're stories that are uplifting stories. They're fun. There's humor to them, and they're real.
Everything's absolutely real. Yeah, nothing's made. Well, my magic carpet's made up, of course.
Oh, it's a magic
everything
carpet.
I've written about. Yeah, of course, everybody should have one.
A magic carpet and a genie bottle. I mean, you know, what we can do, especially.
Well, I thought you said the gin bottle, then. I thought you said a gin bottle.
Oh no, that too. I know. Listen, G&Ts, I love them. I think they're absolutely fantastic. So I'm not giving up the cheese yet, but because you know it's the G&T. And that was something my mother also liked. So I'll have to say, you know, that's where I got it from.
All right.
So you put up the blog and you start getting people responding. What was your reaction? Did you expect people to start interacting and making comments?
I didn't know what to expect. I'd never read a blog before. I didn't know what a blog was. You know, I think I'm a natural storyteller, I think. And it was a way of really, I suppose, telling my life story. Because without being too boring, who wants to sit down and read, you know, when I was 5, I did this, and when I was 10, I did that. You know, nobody wants to read that. So I jump about with my sort of, you know, my experiences and when they were set. Yes, I might go back to my childhood again because, you know, that was pretty nice too.
Oh, why not?
Yeah,
so one of the things that you mentioned, especially at the beginning when you first started it, you're 86 years old, or are you 87?
I'm 87 now. I had my birthday 2 weeks ago.
Oh, mazel tov, as I would say. Happy, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
And one of the things that I remember reading is that you do not think about the numbers.
No, of course not.
Yeah, you know, and people get stuck in that.
Yes.
But you also realize that there are some people who, especially during, you know, this time, they're alone. Their life is not what it was. They can't go out and mingle and so on. So one of your main goals I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I read this, is to cheer people up, that you believe that's one of your missions, is to cheer people up.
Yes, it is. It is. Because, well, that makes me feel happy if my cheerfulness rubs off onto somebody else. And if one of my memories triggers off a memory in somebody else, the reader, then that's wonderful. And they can go off. And that's what's nice for me when people write to me and say, oh, yes, you went to Egypt. Well, I remember I went to Egypt and I did this and I did that. Or my mom gave me this brooch because she got it in, you know, Timbuktu. Yeah, that's wonderful for me. Yes, yes.
And I've read, I mean, the comments that you've gotten, people have thanked you.
Yes.
A smile on their face. They've also gone to go get a gin and, you know, G&T, as you would call it. Some people have realized, well, they also have scarf collection.
Well, I hope they're not having the G&T because it comes out in this country at 8 o'clock in the morning. I do not want to encourage drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, so they should wait 12 hours.
No.
No, they don't have to wait 12 hours. But the whole idea is that you are putting, you're uplifting people, you're giving them something to look forward to read, the New York Times article, evidently, so many people said, oh my, that article. And here I have, you know, I'm binging on reading your blogs.
Yeah, well, it's nice. It's very nice. Very rewarding.
Well, that's it. And if I'm not mistaken, you at one point were a suicide hotline volunteer.
I was indeed. Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of know what some people sound like when they're down in their deepest, darkest space.
Yes. I can empathize. Yeah, I can hear pain.
Well,
and I used to describe my hands on the suicide hotline.
Really?
And I used to say, can you tell me what your hands look like? And then I'd describe my hands. So that was a kind of tangible thing that a person who was suicidal could hold on to.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No,
it really is. You know, everyone has their own way of dealing with things. I've never heard of that before. And in thinking about it, it's beautiful is the only thing I can think of, because that is a tangible connection.
Yeah. So when I came back from California, I took the professional training to be a massage therapist. So to actually work with my hands, yes. I don't do it now, but so hands have always been important to me, yeah.
So tell me, what is your favorite scarf? What is your favorite blog that you've put out there?
Well, they're all, no, I don't think I have any favorites. So
okay.
They're all special. There are special scarves, of course, because, and generally speaking, I like ones now that are soft and chiffony, because they feel nice and they're light on my neck. The very expensive Hermes, they're lovely to see them folded out, but I have to say I like the soft chiffon ones now. Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yes.
I happen to have one Hermes that I got as a...
What is it? Tell me about your Hermes. What's it got on it?
Has
it got carriages? Or?
Yes, it does. It has carriages on it.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Beautiful.
You'll have to look at it anew.
I will. are you kidding? Reading your blog. One of the ones that I found very interesting was the Egyptian.
Oh, yes. I got my bottom pinched in the middle of the pyramid.
Can you tell us?
All true. Absolutely all true. And yes, and Jimmy Carter, had my cabin. And yeah. Dear, yes.
So tell us what happened.
Well, that was just what happened. Yeah. It was. It was just as I described in the blog last. That was last week's, wasn't it? Yes.
So you've done, so anyone listening, they really have to read your blog, because, you just said.
Yes.
Jimmy Carter, former president of the U.S.
Yes, he got my
particular
blog. He got my cabin, and I had to go on a sister ship, which was quite inferior. But, my daughter, when we lived in San Francisco, she worked for the British consulate there, and Her Majesty came into San Francisco on the yacht, her yacht. Daniel. The Queen is not a good sailor, and it was very rough weather. So she had to leave the yacht and be put into a hotel in San Francisco. So my daughter had the job of emptying a whole floor in one of the hotels in the middle of town. And you can just imagine all these people being put out. So yeah, that's the other side of the coin.
So you put out 100 blogs. You put out daily blogs from March 26th to I think it was July 4th.
A hundred days. Every day
for 100 days.
Yeah.
Then lockdown restrictions started being lifted where you are, and you are now doing weekly blogs.
Yes.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, that in itself is something to do to keep up, because I could not imagine doing daily ones. and your daily ones aren't just, hi, this is a really nice scarf, it reminds me of this. No, they're involved. They're beautiful, beautiful stories. Oh, so wow. That to me is absolutely amazing. And you got people through some of the worst times of this pandemic, with a lot of your audience having to actually quarantine and lock down for 100 days. That's huge. Now they even have something more to look forward to, because it's once a week now. So they can think, I've seen 100 of her scarves or 100 more, which one, what could she possibly come up with now? So you are doing something a little bit different now.
They're a little bit more. They're a little bit more adventuresome now. Not adventuresome.
Tell me.
I think they're more adventuresome now.
Okay.
This Sunday, it's quite dangerous. This Sunday, what I'm doing. Yes. Watch out! You'll have to read.
Oh, no, I definitely will. I'm on the mailing list.
It's called Swiss Fibs. Swiss Fibs.
Swiss Fibs?
Little white lies.
Oh, fibs. Oh, Swiss Fibs. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you have, it sounds like you've got years of blogs to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And do you think that maybe from scarves you'll go to something else that you collect? Or do you actually have a house full of scarves?
I have. Too? I have enough for another 100 days. Yeah. But, I've written about my most valuable ones. But I have plenty more scarves. And I've got, I have plenty more stories up there.
Well,
so I'll keep going. As long as I'm well, I'll keep going. But I'm in shutdown again, really serious lockdown. I'm not going out, only for a walk. I'm not doing any more shopping. So it's serious in Britain. I don't know how it is in the States, but it's
getting serious here. It is. It's spiking. It's spiking. It's horrible. It's frightening. And I too use a delivery service for groceries.
You use what? What do you use?
A delivery service for groceries.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that was my first one. Yes, that was my adventure for yesterday.
How did that work out?
It was okay. That was okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you have
that side's dealt with. I've got plenty of things to do inside. I've got my blogs. I'm learning Italian and I sew. So I've got plenty of interest, but I'm lucky. Not all people have got my coping skills.
Yes, they don't. And that's why I keep going back to the fact that your blog is doing so much for so many people all over the world.
I feel that maybe men aren't included in it. I don't know whether I should throw in the odd tie. I don't know.
You know what? I see that some men have read your blogs.
Oh, yes, they have. Yeah.
So,
yeah. I must put out some more puzzles for men to get involved with. I thought a good one would be, how many scarves would it take to go tied together, to go right round the circumference of the world? I thought that would be a good thing to throw in.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
you've got advance notice of that one.
Okay. All right. Because you started putting brain teasers into.
Well, there's one or two been thrown in there, little Latin translations and yeah.
So you're learning
anagrams and things.
You're learning Italian. Why Italian?
It's a beautiful language and
why not?
I was supposed to be going to on a holiday there this year, so I thought I'd be
Go away. Where were you going? We've been to Tuscany. My partner and I, he loves Tuscany and he used to go with his late wife. So we've been there a couple of times, then we went to Tuscany. We went to actually Lake Como and Lugano last time. And then we were going to do another trip this year. No. And then we were going to do a road trip. No. So basically what we're doing is we're going out to get the mail and coming back. That's our trip. So, I'll put on a different pair of shoes. I have scarves, I have shoes.
Can I tell? You have shoes, aha. Uh-huh.
Yes, I collect shoes.
Oh, you do.
And my son collects sneakers.
Sneakers, oh, really, really?
Yes, kicks. I don't know what they, I don't think they just call them plain sneakers because that would sound awful, So I understand that now you've decided that using some of the scarves, you've taken your scissors out and you're starting to make, what are you doing?
Making masks.
And
yes, I made a mask yesterday and I'm actually going to meet a friend tomorrow. She's bringing me a plant for my birthday and she's going to come to Richmond and she's going to pass over this plant to me in a trolley and then I'm going to take the trolley home. We're not actually meeting in a restaurant or anything because that's taboo. And I made her a mask to give her tomorrow as an exchange for her, the plant that she's giving me. So I actually made us, yeah.
Well, at some point I would love one of your masks. It would be
okay. Yeah. Right then, you'll have to send me your address then, Sylvia, and I will send one. Have you got a color preference?
My colors really, I love a deep, deep purple, but I love deep, rich tones.
Okay, deep purple. Okay, I'll make a note of that. Purple for Sylvia. Okay.
So Hazel, you have quite a bit to keep yourself busy and to uplift and cheer up so many people. What has the response been that has been so amazing to you?
For me? Well, okay. A literary agent has sought me out. She doesn't take unsolicited works, but she found me. So I checked her out and she had a nice face and she was wearing a nice necklace. So I thought, right, she's going to be a nice person. So I gave my details that she could contact me. And I told her that. And she said, oh, which necklace was I wearing? I said, oh, it had a butterfly on it. And she said, oh, yes, yes. And she said that butterflies were important to her. She had been running in New York when the Twin Towers were hit. And she saw the second plane hit the tower.
Oh, wow.
Butterflies are not normally seen in New York. And that day, I might cry. That day she saw a crowd of butterflies, monarch butterflies in New York. And she thought it was the souls of the dead in the Twin Towers. Oh, well, my second blog was La Farfalla, which is Italian for the butterfly, and she said, this is my favorite photograph, and she pulled it up. Ella and I have been working on a book of all the blogs. We thought we'd publish it ourselves, but this agent now would like to do this, and she pulled up the very photograph that we had put on the cover, which was the butterflies. Now, that just made my hair stand on end.
Wow.
I mean, none of it is planned, Sylvia. None of it's been planned. It just happens. It's like my destiny. So that's where we're at now. But whether she gets a book deal, I don't know. So there we go.
But there you go. You never know what's going to happen. And you have lightened up so many people's lives.
You're very kind to say that.
But it's true. It's not just being kind. It is so true. As I said, I have started reading your blogs. I've got a few more to catch up on. I started reading series 2. And I look forward to them receiving that email saying that there's a new blog up there every week. What day do they come out?
It comes out on a Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, Sunday's great. What a great day.
Get your coffee out and have a drink. No, no, but you won't get it till the afternoon, probably.
Yeah. So I'll get my G&T out.
Your G&T, there you go. Sometimes I have a lot of blind, because I have this eyesight problem, I'm a member of various organizations that help the partially sighted and the blind. So I have one or two friends that can't access the blog, so I read them the story. So that's quite nice, and that's very rewarding.
And Audible, an Audible book.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Hazel, you are a delight. Oh. And for anyone who has not going up and doesn't know where to find you, it's Busy Bee Hazel, and Hazel has two L's in it, busybeehazel.com. Hazel, thank you so much. This has been so much fun, and I can't wait to get your next blog on Sunday.
Thank you, Sylvia. I can't thank you enough for having me as your guest today. It's been a great joy for me to meet you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Upper Deck, the national full-service virtual gym that has reinvented the at-home workout experience. Upper Deck has more than 30 strength and cardio classes a week. Named Best Fitness Club in the Gold Coast for 2020, Upper Deck brings the gym to you with live coaching and motivation. Upper Deck's unique classes are interactive. They have two coaches, one leading your workout and one keeping her eyes on you, providing feedback and encouragement in real time. For a free week of unlimited virtual classes with no strings attached, email info@upperdeckfitness.com and let Upper Deck know you're a Sylvia and Me listener. Thank you for joining me today. On our next podcast, I'll be talking to another extraordinary, inspiring woman who has made her mark on the world. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform and, of course, our website, sylviaandme.com. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to keep up with the latest episodes. Review, rate, and take us with you wherever you are. I want to hear from you. If you know of an extraordinary, inspiring woman, please contact me at sylvia@lifeofprey.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay safe. This has been a Life of Prey production.